And welcome to our show, Geeks Are Wired Podcast. We're talking about video games, movies, TV, comic books, technology, and TLDR, the Internet of Things. And this week, we have Alex. And he's gone. And we have Jordan.
Hey, wish I could be wearing a cat suit right now. That'd be memorable, right?
Well, no, not for the listeners.
No. As far as they know, you are wearing a cat suit.
Well, I'm an honest man. I'm not wearing a cat suit. I am wishing I'm
wearing a cat
suit. He's wearing
a cat suit, guys. He actually, this whole time, like every episode, he's been wearing a cat suit. He just has like the little whiskers painted on his face and stuff.
That's right. And on my nipples. Gotta have the
and he's
whiskers.
Not wearing a cat suit. Ted.
Meow.
I don't know what to say. That nipples comment threw me off.
I know.
That's what I was going for.
If you know how many nipples a cat has, call into Geeks Are Wired's hotline at 1-800 something something geek.
1-801-896-GEEK.
Is it an odd number? Are they asymmetrical?
What? The phone number?
Cat nipples. Quantity thereof.
Actually, if you look at it, it's like when in the Jodie Foster movie Contact, like when she's like looking at that puzzle of like how to build a time machine, it's basically the Geeks Are Wired phone number is what cat nipples spelled out if you fold it over on itself.
Yeah, Carl Sagan, he had a lot of foresight there. He predicted a lot of things, and yeah. The movie.
Then we'd make a podcast, yeah.
Yep. The 5-year survival of our podcast.
Yeah, well, it is one of those crux things. It's like psycho history.
Yeah, we're basically the weird anomaly that made time travel impossible. It's like aliens are trying to get across how to do like time travel and wormholes. And they're like, oh, by the way, there's this Geeks Are Wired podcast. Like, they mentioned that in there, and it's thrown off astrophysicists ever since. Like, we're basically the anomaly that makes time travel impossible.
It's true. And Matthew McConaughey, they both make it impossible.
All right. So somebody who can make astrophysics science possible, Anna.
That's me.
Hi, and Anna.
Hi, Ted. I wish I had a sweet cat suit like you do, Jordan.
Yeah, it's pretty nice. It's comfortable. It's roomy in all the right places.
Is it nice and soft?
Well, yeah, it's cat-like.
Is it hard to get in?
It's hard to get out of.
Goodbye, everybody!
How long is your tail?
Oh, I brag. I brag a lot about it.
Yeah.
But people have said complimentary things. Lots of complimentary things.
All right.
Are you sure you want an introduction, Bill? Because at this point, I don't think you should bother.
We should just call it.
Yeah. Don't put your name on it.
All right. So Bill's on this thing here. But so,
and you can follow us on not posting cat pictures on Instagram.
So cats have between 4 and 8 nipples, 6 on average.
It's an even number?
Yeah.
I guess it would be weird. I guess I don't know where like the odd one would be.
Yeah. It's in the middle.
They were in a row.
But that's the belly button.
Like most mammals, they have this thing where they have twice as many nipples as they have typical litters. So people have 2 nipples because they normally have 1 baby at a time. And like, yeah, like cats, if they have less nipples, they're probably going to have smaller litters.
So, like, I mean, like, do house cats have varying number of nipples, or is it always, like, a specific
number?
Yeah,
it's varying, and one litter can have multiple different number of, like, nipples. So you can have 2 kittens with 6 nipples and 4 with 8.
That's a weird version of predestination.
Yeah.
Because, like, I mean, you have a kitten, you pick it up, and, like, you pick another one up, it's like, oh, this one's gonna be, like, a introverted nerd that never has, like, many kitty litters. And this one, don't even bother spaying it. You'd have to spay it like 5 times before you could actually. This one's got 35 nipples.
Does it say in the cat world if more nipples are more desirable to cats? Like, do they have a better reproductive rate?
I don't see that, but nipple size is a sign of pregnancy. So when a female cuts pregnant, her nipples do get bigger.
Hmm.
Hey, welcome we're to learning Geekstar Cat things. Nipples!
Yes. That's pretty informative. I wonder what they need to make a movie. Well, James Cameron probably will have to direct it.
No, Michael Bay, because explosion.
James Cameron likes his cat people, though. But yeah, where humans have the varying quantity of nipples.
Hey, I know. Okay, so did you guys hear? We're going to segue into this. Did you guys hear about the AI creating their own language and everything?
I saw that, but I couldn't find a good news story. And I was looking at an Ars Technica article. I didn't see one. But like, and all the news articles that I saw for it were on sites that I was like, I don't want to read that article from there. So it seemed interesting. The two AI were talking to each other, and they just kind of developed their own language.
Well, it started off with two, and then it kept growing. So then maybe they were talking about cats and all that. But still,
they had to shut it down.
Yeah, people were freaking out about it because Facebook was even like, "Hey, this is the future. This is a great thing." You know, Zuckerberg was throwing money at it, tons of it, and they were one of them that shut it down too. And some people were like, "Okay, shut down command," which meant the AI probably went, "Hey, Skynet's over there. Let's just quick upload." Other people were freaked out and just were like, "Breaker, dead."
Well, from what I read, it was because it was a detour. The original intention was to find the most efficient way of communicating in the English language.
But they were communicating in a language that we couldn't understand.
This may not be real, but I found like what might be a screenshot of like the console output of these two AIs, Bob and Alice, talking. I just posted it in the group chat. You might want to pull it up because, like, I think the reason Facebook pulled the plug is they managed to research the dumbest AIs ever that just talk about, like, asking for balls. I'm going to read the top two lines of the console output for this. And I've read a few articles that corroborated what the first two lines of the console output were for this, so... Bob says, "I can, I, everything else." Alice replies, "Balls have zero to me. And then they just kind of go back and forth. Bob is like, he basically says, bae. And then Alice just like talks about how Alice doesn't have balls. And then tries to say to me many, many times. So I think Facebook successfully researched the two dumbest AIs that have ever existed. So that may be why they yanked the plug on it.
Yeah.
And Noam Chomsky would look at that and say, "It works." It's a linguistics joke. Just throwing that
out. It'd be hilarious if like a T-800 just walking around like screaming out about balls and like shooting people.
What's the next screenplay I'm writing, actually?
James Cameron and Michael Bay.
Yeah, I figure like it's a match made in heaven, so why not?
So there's a Snopes on it that says it's just false, rating false. But the claim is that concerned artificial intelligence researchers hurried to abandon an experimental chatbot program after they realized the bots were inventing their own language.
Okay, and that's
it. It says false, but I don't know. It's weird.
Well, that's not even like that weird though, because Google Translate has like its AI. Basically built its own like universal language and stuff.
Okay, and I liked Snopes. They were good, but once they went, once the wife sold her half and the other half just went super ads, and now there's a giant lawsuit going on. I'm not sure.
Well, Snopes like Home Depot'd it.
Snopes was a husband wife thing. They broke up. She sold her half to a company. The company's been selling ads, but somebody hasn't been paying somewhere in this line. So whether the ads aren't paying the company or the company is not paying the husband, there's a giant lawsuit, and it seems like that the company may overtake the husband's stock, which means that...
Hey Bill, I just pulled up a transcript of the last meeting minutes from the shareholders of Snopes.com.
Yeah.
And this is what they said. This is what the husband said to the former wife of his former wife and co-Snopes owner. He said, I everything else. And then she replied on the conference call, balls have zero to me, to me, to me, to me, to me, to me, to me. And then this goes on for a while.
Yeah. Bill, can you go back?
What the?
To Google. Yeah, go to the CNBC article.
Well, I've been going to legitimate, like, you know, one of them, like, independent co.uk.
Yeah, but read the headline.
For which one? CNBC?
Yeah.
I don't know about...
The Facebook chatbot controversy highlights how paranoid people are about life with robots and AI.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, kind of makes sense. I mean, like, anybody who you can conceive of, like, an AI replacing them in the real world, they're going to be scared about it. Like, yes. Everybody literally can, including the people that fund AI development. Like, they're going to realize at some point, like, oh, man, this thing could replace me, and then just get paranoid about it.
Yeah, there's a highlighted area which makes total sense to me and what I was thinking about when I first read about it. While the idea of AI agents inventing their own language may sound alarming, unexpected to people outside the field, it is a well-established subfield of AI with publications dating back decades.
Simply It'd be really funny if, like, AI researchers... Like, that's the Fermi paradox. Just, like, AI researchers refuse to go further because they don't want to be replaced by an AI researcher.
Fermi paradox. So, the alien thing?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, the Fermi paradox, like, why we've like, there's, like, a point that, like, civilizations apparently stopped doing anything.
Yeah.
Okay, so they freaked out about it. They over-freaked out about it.
Well, wait a second. The Fermi paradox...
Oh, no, I meant the...
It's the fact that there's, like, the possibility for life... is slim, but there's so many planets out there that the chances of other, like, just the galaxy, the universe is just full.
I don't think that's a Fermi
life.
Paradox.
No, that's and the paradox is that we haven't met them yet, and
yeah,
and the reason why is because they think that there are these certain barriers that most of them don't get through, and we're getting close to one right now.
Well, it's just nihilistic insecurity in AI researchers. That's the only reason.
I think the barrier can be summed up by two words, Trump, or I guess three words, Trump, North Korea.
Well, that's a solution to the paradox.
I was
the paradox itself is just an observation that with all these potential alien life forms and the span of time involved, that why haven't they come
right.
to us?
Right. Why haven't we seen them? And yeah, and, yeah, there could be several reasons.
Have you been on Facebook?
I like how the synthetic language that the AIs came up with for Facebook is essentially just drunk text back
yeah.
and forth. Like they didn't really invent their own language. They just basically did what stupid people do. If they're gonna really invent their own language, they wouldn't just use English words. Like they would come up with something better. But that's all their imagination vocabulary let them do. Just like come up with stumbly text or full grammatical errors.
To me.
Oh my god. It is Timmy. Alice is Timmy.
I think we've...
Well, how about more interesting stuff? Bitcoin.
Oh, man, I hope this one's another marriage thing.
So, Bitcoin...
Like, I've read the notes, and I'm really hoping that's what happened.
Go ahead,
So, Ben. Bitcoin has run into an issue... Okay, if you get a Bitcoin, to have it, the banks hold on to, or the transactions, it holds on to every transaction ever made, so it can be mined, and it can be created, and it knows exactly where, so there's the security behind the money existing.
Right.
The thing about it is, if I was to take my Bitcoin wallet and give a Bitcoin to Ted, it could take up to 3 hours.
That's fine.
Well, yeah, there's that. Because it is running at what, like...
So you could give it to Ted minutes. And to Anna and to Jordan.
Ooh. Especially where, you know, what, so we're like 10K. Or not 10K, I mean 2K. $2,500 per Bitcoin right now. But to speed things up and do all this, they ended up forking off Bitcoins and they made... So they could do faster transactions and sub transactions that would update later, kind of almost like how Git has, you know, you check it out and you check it back in later, and everything will work quite a bit faster. It started off really, and it's called Bitcoin Cash. What they did. Start off. It started
wait,
Tuesday.
Wait, Cash, C-A-C-H-E or C-A-S-H?
C-A-S-H.
Okay.
So Bitcoin Cash.
Okay.
And they ended up doing really, 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 really well. Open, you know, first block was mined Tuesday this week. And it went from like, started at like $200, went up to like almost a grand. And now it's worth like, well, let's see. When I was looking at this, researching it earlier, it was like $150.
So it's been quite volatile, is
what
you're saying.
Oh, well, because of the fork, it also ended up making, ended up exposing some security flaws. Oh, yes. Okay, it's actually, it's going back up again. So up to $452. Apparently, the fork ended up releasing some security issues, which I'm guessing they're fixing. And they are, it didn't work as well initially, but it could open up for better cryptocurrencies. But it did become, at a point, the third highest cryptocurrency.
That's kind of weird, because it's like a new weird version of inflation, where you don't just like print more money, you print new kinds of money.
Yeah.
That's really weird.
Well, except for that, it's just like a new country coming into existence.
Yeah, but well, I mean, the same body over it is still Bitcoin.
Yeah, but not. But there was that was the other
like,
thing.
What,
is also,
like, what happens if they're like, oh, well, here's like Bitcoin Cash Lite. Here's for like vending machine purchases. Here's like Bitcoin Cash like premium for like buying cars. And if they just keep branching that out, like I mean, like. It's gonna be like a synthetic currencies for like weird like loyalty programs some companies do, like Club Nintendo, have they got like three different kinds of currency that you can use to like buy different stuff.
But even if companies accept Bitcoin, they may not accept Bitcoin Cash. So yeah, there's I mean, like, there's that currency, but it also could be a subcurrency. So like Bitcoin is the dollar, and Bitcoin Cash is a quarter.
Yeah.
Tell us how you really think, Alex.
I was really hoping it's going to be another like Mr. and Mrs. Snopes, Mr. and Mrs. Home Depot, Mr. and Mrs. Bitcoin. Like, I was hoping that's why they're splitting up. Like they're going to do a Home Depot Lowe's thing, and each one's going to take like their own like they're going to like divvy up like the Bitcoin factory with like a piece of masking tape down the middle, and each one is going to come with their own cryptocurrency.
Wait, are you saying that Home Depot and Lowe's used to be the same company?
Yeah, that might be an urban legend, but I heard that Bitcoin and Lowe's like split. Bitcoin and Lowe's split up. Home Depot and Lowe's split up, and like that's the reason there's like a Lowe's and Home Depot in every town because of like a spiteful divorce between like the former owners of Home Depot splitting up and then like vowing revenge on each other. I don't even know if that's true, but I don't care if it's true.
I like it. Yeah. As far as I'm concerned,
it's a good story.
Yeah.
Like, it's hilarious because there is, like, a Lowe's in every single town. There's a Home Depot, and they're, like, across the street from each other. So you can, like, accidentally walk into one, but it doesn't matter because they're exactly the same.
Yeah.
Actually, yeah, it's yeah. Even with Bitcoin on its way down, it's still, even if it goes back down to the 200 mark, it's still going to be the third largest.
The third largest?
Oh, no. Or third highest.
Bitcoin Cash or Bitcoin?
Yeah, Bitcoin Cash. Actually, okay. Bitcoin Cash is currently at the second highest cryptocurrency.
What's the highest? Bitcoin?
Yeah, Bitcoin's the highest cryptocurrency.
Yeah, I figured.
$2,719 per coin.
I thought you were going to say Doge for a second.
Doge.
Didn't like Doge or one of those like fold up and like the dude just like ran off of the money that people put in?
I don't know. Bitcoin's been having a lot of issues with some of that because of the basically stood for Magic the Gathering. It started off as a Magic the Gathering chat engine that turned into a Bitcoin exchange company.
Yikes.
With not enough security. So lots of coins were lost, stolen, and insert whatever else. And they got shut down hardcore.
By Yikes. Whom?
Between the community, the governments, because even though a lot of governments don't like cryptocurrencies, because like the U.S. government for the longest time didn't identify them. They were like, if you mine this or if you own it, you are owning currencies that are not created by a recognized government, which means they are illegal currencies. The U.S. government, I think, is currently sitting on like billions of dollars of Bitcoin, because when they ended up gathering some, they shut down some places, they actually got their wallets.
But that hasn't.
And well, they've also been auctioning them off. Let's go with that too.
That sounds sketchy. There are laws against
problem of like cryptocurrency in general. It sounds sketchy because it kind of is.
Oh yeah. No.
I don't know. It sounds weird. Just a minute. I'm gonna Google some stuff here. I'll get back with you.
All right.
Don't mind me while I go offline.
You go
on to the weather.
Yes. Well, we can look at the other. I don't even remember where. I don't know. Actually, I don't see Doge. Maybe Doge did like shut down. And
there's like a pretty big cryptocurrency. I don't know what you call it. I guess just a cryptocurrency that folded up because the dude couldn't pay the bills for like the.
Oh,
actually, it wasn't the currency. It was like a big wallet exchange. Like one of those folded, and the dude just like walked off with the money. It wasn't Bitcoin, but it was like it was one of the other cryptocurrencies.
Doge, well, I'm like scrolling down the list. Doge has
probably happened a few times though.
Yeah, Doge is the 86th highest worth cryptocurrency.
Oh my god, there's 85 other cryptocurrencies
that are above that. There's plenty below it too.
Yeah,
but this one, Doge, is worth 0.17 cents.
No,
not 17 cents.
Point one seven pennies.
Or yeah.
Each.
Like, it's less than a penny.
Each one is worth less than a penny. Aww.
So basically worth what pre-Wehrmacht francs were worth.
Something like that.
Well, there's a reference I don't get.
Period reference!
History, too, now.
Well, you remember that, like, 10th grade history books? They always show, like, the picture of, like, the lady with a wheelbarrow full of francs she's going to go buy, like, a loaf of bread with? No?
Yeah. I vaguely. Right.
It's World War II. After World War II, the Germany hyperinflation.
I think you could get maybe 2 francs in a barrel at most.
That's funny.
The German government switched to Dogecoin, and I mean that's the reason they lost the war.
There you go.
Yeah, Hitler is just like, Dogecoin's the way to go, man. And they put all their money in there, and that's why the Messerschmitt's jet just like they couldn't make enough of them because like the dude ran off their money.
All right, and with your idea of cryptocurrencies, just on this site alone, yeah, one that compares them, this chunk, they are showing $124
or
cryptocurrencies, different types of cryptocurrencies.
Oh, jeez, I was saying Dogecoin had $124.
Oh no,
in circulation.
That's a lot of Dogecoins.
Actually, what did I say? 86. Doge has. Is that what circulation is? 197.31 million.
That's gotta be more embarrassing to have like a meme dog as like the face in your currency. Like that's almost worse than the queen.
Let's see. What the worst one is? Calf coin.
Caliph.
Caliph coin, mm-hmm. Worth. It's so small. 1, 2, 3, 4. Okay, put 4 zeros after. Put point. It's less. It's 4 zeros smaller than a penny than two ones. So what is that, like 1/1,000,000th of a penny?
More than that. Or less than that?
Yeah. 1 billionth?
1.12 times 100? 10 to the 7th.
Basically the street value of a toenail.
I think toenail still got it.
10 to the negative 7.
Yeah. It's always interesting to see what cryptocurrencies are. But if they could... That's the problem with Bitcoin, is with it translating or moving around, because if it could move faster than banks are doing it, then you know, like, because you can go to one bank and want money to be transferred to another bank, and you could have anywhere from hours to weeks to transfer money from, you know, the next door neighbor bank when you could literally walk it over faster. And that's what the thing about the cryptocurrencies, you can transfer overseas or to other banks or around at a faster rate until Bitcoin started running into this issue.
All right. So I couldn't find anything about currencies being illegal in America. It looks like you're pretty much open to do any currency. I don't know what you're talking about, but I know
they've been talking about like trying to tax Bitcoins, because like people haven't been paying taxes like capital gains from Bitcoins.
Right.
Like, that's been a thing.
But an interesting thing that I did find.
Yeah.
We can circle back, but I just need to share this. So in 2009, Zimbabwe's currency crashed hard.
Why?
Hard. I don't know why.
Because there's Zimbabwe.
I think Jordan's got it.
But what people did is they instead of using like legal currencies from different countries and whatnot, they started using prepaid mobile phone minutes as a currency instead. And stores were taking them like as currency. Because they had an actual value and could be used as such.
That's actually kind of smart.
It's pretty crazy. Like, you could buy in most shops, and it even went to like Egypt, Ghana, Uganda. They were accepting airtime remittances. So that's just nuts. People would buy the cards and then sell them, and then trade them for stuff.
Another cool currency is in prison, like, because people always talk about like buying stuff for cigarettes in prison. For a while, some prisons were using packets of mackerel because they had an exchange rate of about $1 per packet of mackerel. So, and nobody wants to eat mackerel. So, like, it was kind of a good currency because it sustained, like, it had a relatively stable value, and there's no risk of anyone smoking your mackerel like cigarettes would. So, their use is like mackerel packets became like a currency in some prison systems.
Yeah, and they
with
actually.
The inmates. I don't think the guards were trading mackerel.
I think the country. The company that was making it, I read a similar, I think I probably read that same story, but it was been a couple years now, but
it was like, a while ago. It probably made its way onto ours. I read off Boing Boing, like probably like 8-10 years ago.
Yeah. The company that was making them like was basically in business just because of the prisons. Like they were always selling them to the prisons.
Another thing is like cryptocurrency's not recognized. There's countries that don't recognize them, and also with trading, you have a limited quantity of an item and all that. So, according to apparently legality of Bitcoin, the U.S. In the U.S., the U.S. Treasury classified Bitcoin as a convertible decentralized virtual currency in 2013. The Commodity Futures Trading Commission, CFTC, classified Bitcoin as commodity in September 2015. Per IRS, Bitcoin is taxed as a property. In September 2016, a federal judge ruled that Bitcoins are funds with the plain meaning of that term.
Within the plain meaning of that term.
Yeah. So they weren't for a while being recognized. And I think with their popularity and people actually investing in them more and more, countries had to start recognizing them.
But I don't think saying a currency is unrecognized means it's illegal to trade for that. Because bartering is legal. And basically using a different currency is just you bartering.
Like, yes.
Seriously.
Because it is a limited resource.
Right. Well, I mean, it doesn't even matter. If you're dumb enough to barter for grains of sand,
yeah,
you know, I'll give you 10 grains of sand for your chicken, and I say yes, then, you know, that's my fault for saying yes to such a dumb thing. But yeah, like I don't think that the U.S. government can say no, but they could do what this is saying is that they can tax them as a commodity, as a property.
Yeah, I think like something like that would have to be taxable, because I mean, like otherwise, like if anyone ever wanted to just like do a payment like between like from any organization to another, they would just use like cryptocurrency or just like barter stuff instead of like actually instead of using currency, because they don't have to pay tax on it if that's the case. So I think probably just they're getting balanced out in taxes.
Mm. Yeah. Plus, I think they probably seize them in like drug raids and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And so that's probably what
What?
Yeah, I heard like most of the economy of Bitcoin is around opium. Is it like I think the Afghan Central Bank is like probably printing a lot of currency right now, so that's probably the safer bet.
I gonna have to figure out where to get some opium now.
No,
we just start a currency called mackerel coin, and it's just mackerel it's coin. Just we go into business with that mackerel maker, and just and like all the currency is like sold in packets.
Yeah, we can.
And like if you ever want cash out, we just send you fish. You'll actually get money back.
I know. Yeah, we need to back them with real mackerel.
Like, yeah,
seriously, we have our base.
So we get like Alex Jones get really excited about instead of gold standards, the mackerel standard, and we just have like a pile of fish in a vault. We say, if you ever want to cash out, we'll do a direct trade for fish.
That's right, the Fort Knox of mackerels. It's like it smells awfully fishy there, but it sustains our country.
Bury a mackerel in the ground, it's going to ferment, it just gets better. It's just like an investment.
Well, yeah, and then they can make James Bond thrillers where he has to raid the fortress for mackerels. The villain is like, I'm going to take all the mackerels, and James Bond is like, not on my watch.
Some cleverly disguised thief goes in there and starts cramming fish down his pants so he can get out and nobody notices.
That's right. They call him the Big Mac.
And there could be like a scene like where the like someone like pulls their awesome aviator glasses down and they're like, holy mackerel. Oh,
man.
I already love this movie.
You would.
Yes, I would. And you.
All right. Well, let's move on to the game that Alex brought around.
Yeah, I totally found an awesome game I could recommend to pretty much anybody. It's called Hidden Game by Mom, and it's like one of those hidden thing games. It's for iOS and Android. It's totally free to play, and it probably has just like bargain basement type requirements for because it's a really basic game. It's all 2D and stuff, but the plot of the game is you're a kid who just won't stop playing his DS, so his mom like takes his DS and hides it from him. You're supposed to find it. And it starts out pretty basic, like you just find the DS, it's like in the closet or something like that. And like you're not supposed to get caught by mom looking for your DS. And the game gets increasingly ridiculous as time goes on. Like it's at one point mom like paints herself like completely blue and like hides up against a wall and puts a lampshade on her head. And if you like look around the lampshade, like mom notices you're trying to look for your DS, so you get in trouble. Another one, there's like a bicyclist race going through your living room. And you have to, like, get an attack, and you have to put it down in front of them so that, like, they all wreck it after the tire pops. And then you can go get your DS in the closet. But if you don't pick up the tack first, you step on the tack, and it's game over. Like, it's basically just, it's a game that just kind of does, like, all the Sierra or, like, LucasArts type adventure game tropes, but packages up in, like, the most insane, stupid way possible. A kid just trying to find his DS. I think the kid's mom feeds it to an elephant. At some point, you have to coax the DS out of an elephant.
It sounds like the kid's mom has like mental issues that she really needs to deal with.
Well, actually, they explore that a little bit. The kid, not with the mom, but the kid has like serious issues with like needing this game more than anything else. And actually, it's a really heartwarming ending connected to that. Huh. But there's two of them, and the game is literally called "Hidden Game by Mom." And there's Hidden Game by Mom too.
Yeah, on Android, it's Hidden My Game by Mom.
Oh, it's Hidden My Game by Mom? Okay. Mm-hmm. It's got kind of broken English in it. It's a Japanese developer. I think it's just one dude.
So do you just like click around the room and like find items to help you find the?
Yeah, pretty much. I'll give you a hint if you watch an ad. Like it's completely ad supported. And the game's unapologetic about, like, it just makes you watch ads all the time. But when you're actually playing the game, it usually isn't too bad about that. Like, every level you play, like, you can play, like, usually seamlessly end-to-end, not have to watch an ad. But between every level loads, you usually have to watch an ad.
Yeah, the mom really has psychological issues. She's literally just hidden in a closet waiting for how long for the child to find the console so she could scold him. That's actually... Huh.
It's actually pretty fun. Like Jamie watched me do a complete playthrough on it, and we had a good time. It takes like maybe half an hour to get through the whole game.
That's not bad, especially for a nice little free game.
It looks like Ted just downloaded the app just
now. I actually cleared day one in the time it took you to describe this. Oh, I see Mom behind the curtains.
So don't touch the curtain.
Oh, man, I can't get it.
You found the ladder.
Too short to reach, the game.
Yeah. Mom's so dumb she didn't see me getting the ladder right next to her. This is awesome. All right, I'm done. I'm done podcasting. I'm just gonna play.
Yeah,
this.
But he's just gonna clear.
He has some walkthrough tips there. You need to get the ladder on level two.
Oh, crap.
She was in the closet.
She was hiding in the closet. I should be more careful.
See, that's disturbing. Whose mom hides in the closet?
Your mom didn't hide in the closet.
You know, if you look carefully, you can see her in the closet.
No, what? I mean, he's all alone. He could be doing other stuff. He wouldn't know because she's spying on him.
She could be doing mom things.
Yeah, maybe she's doing mom things in the closet. Maybe it needs to be cleaned.
Yeah.
That's what moms do, right? Clean.
In the closet.
That's weird to have the closet door shut like that and then you see her behind it. Just lurking.
Oh, crap, there's an alligator. Oh, and you
can
see
it's in the alligator's mouth.
Yeah, you can see Mom in the thing.
She's spying through the...
So, I guess it gives you the hint on where the mom is, throughout the game.
Not always. Mom hides. Mom ups her hiding game.
How many days are there in the game?
I think there's 31. Well, actually, there's 31 levels, but there's many more days. That's a cryptic hint, but I'm pretty sure 31 levels, but many more days.
Is that supposed to indicate that she has a job and so does other things other than creeping on her child all day?
I don't know if I think her job is just to menace her kid and steal his DS.
Okay.
She goes through a lot of effort to hide that game.
Yeah, clearly.
Ted, was that a mermaid in a puddle
there,
or something?
There was a mermaid. There was a mermaid in the puddle in the
room?
The middle of the front room. And apparently,
so you go from needing a stepladder to there's a mermaid that you have to you have to negotiate a DS with.
Yeah, but
you have to put away the gold DS and get the white DS.
What the crap is going on? I'm enjoying this.
Mom is hiding behind her curtain she's holding up herself.
She's holding up a curtain.
Ted's on day six, and it looks like there's a stack of, soccer players.
It's gymnastics.
Come on, spoilers, guys. Is it? Jeez.
Walkthrough, remember.
Oh,
it's not called spoilers. It's called walkthrough.
All right, I'm on day seven, guys.
Okay. Well,
welcome to Geeks or Walkthrough.
Yep. All right. What else we got coming up? Things that we...
Somebody pays us to do this, don't they?
Nope.
Oh.
We're done. Sponsors. Or we have no sponsors, but if you want to support us, we have a Patreon page. But you also can say hi to us, because we're going to all be at Snake River Comic Con.
Wait, did you just say we have no sponsors?
We have no sponsors.
See, we're not tied down to the man. We could be.
Sponsored?
Nope, unless people want to pay our Patreon page.
That's sad.
You can sponsor us. We'd probably say your name on the air.
Yeah, we'll say your name on the air. You can give us a call at 801-896-4335, or probably better for sponsorship, you can email us at geeksrwired@gmail.com.
We need to have our regular NPR Bakeathon.
Oh.
It's please, we need your money.
Yes.
You want to hear us, right? Well, pay us.
Mm-hmm. Did topple. But you also can say hi to us through those contacts. You also can follow us on our Instagram page and Facebook and Twitter. And just talk to us anyways.
Does this mean we can say horribly offensive things about everything?
No.
I think we already did.
We're also going to be at Snake River Comic Con, which is September 29th to October 1st. And we'll be doing a live podcast recording the Friday night of the event. So, and they're getting guests. There's going to be lots of fun. You can get your ticket at snakerivercomiccon.com. And
will you do autographs?
I would do an autograph if somebody asked for an autograph.
That'd be very kind of you.
Would you do an autograph?
Well, I'm not going to be part of the thing. I'll be a viewer.
Oh.
And I'll walk out on you guys. I'll be one of those inappropriate, well, I have better things to do, and then walk out.
Harumph.
We'll point Jordan out to you, so you can ask him for his autograph.
He's the man in the audience. Like, yep. He's always like the SNL cast member that sits in the audience as something stupid at the guest act.
That's right. I'll be the heckler.
Yep. You'll be our first question.
No, I'll say, Geeks Are Wired podcast, more like Suck My Rodcast. Are you okay with that?
Wow. What does that mean?
I don't know.
Spicy. Jordan
just went off the deep end there.
Yeah. So that's just a sample of things to come, Bill.
I guess it'll be a live recording, so there'll be no holds bar.
You'll get an
unadulterated Jordan in the crowd.
That's right. I'll be throwing chairs and everything. If there are chairs to throw, I don't know what the setup will be. It might make people stand.
We're gonna make you stand. Everyone else gets a sit.
I could use it. It'll be good for my back.
Yeah. How about everybody sit? How about everybody stands, but one person sits, and one person lying down?
Oh,
like two people standing, one person sitting, one person lying down.
One person planking
on their face. Yeah, one person just like planking between two tables the entire podcast.
You can do that, Anna.
I don't know about that.
Sounds like a lot of work.
It does.
To be the planker?
Can you plank?
I can plank.
He planks ton.
I plank a lot.
I said plankton.
Yeah. Oh, yes. I missed that. Oh. Yeah. He planks.
You plankton.
Sort of. He planks a ton. It almost works. Almost works. But it's still, yeah, I missed that, but that was good.
All right. Well, let's do our movie review then. We all got
Atomic
to see
Blonde.
Atomic Blonde.
I deliberately avoided it.
Why?
Because I don't want to watch that movie.
Oh.
I watched it.
What'd you think?
Yeah. It was all right.
Did it make sense?
Joe was complaining that he couldn't really follow the plot, and I can understand. But it's a spy movie. It's supposed to have twists and turns and blah, blah, blah. It seemed like some of the plot points, especially near the end, and I'm not going to spoil anything, but some of the plot points near the end were really wholly unnecessary. And there was like no real good purpose to them. But, you know, I could follow it. It was all right. I was hoping for a little more, like, all of the good action was in the previews. That's why I wanted to go see it, because it looked like a really good action movie. And the action was okay. But, like, so there's a scene where she's in an apartment, and she's beating up cops with what looks like a hose that she got from the front porch. Why is there a hose on their front porch? It was the second story. There was no...
They have to water their plants.
A full hose? That hose was really long. Why would they need a 20-foot hose to water plants?
Plants
that
in the distance.
Make sense.
Like, is it a big front yard?
No. It was in an apartment building, a big apartment building in Germany, like in the 80s, like when the wall was still
up. Yeah, this is happening at the moments before the wall.
Maybe she's a woman who thinks bigger is better. I don't know.
It just didn't make a whole lot of sense to me. I don't know. But yeah, the action was really good in some points, but a lot of points it just kind of fell flat. I thought the best action sequences were in the preview for
I did think it showed a lot of their acting skills. Like McAvoy was very good at what he was doing.
I guess there was good acting in it.
But... Oscars expected?
No,
I don't think so.
No, but it you know, even though it was, you know, kind of a so-so movie, like, there was still a lot of emotion, a lot of more stuff going on with it, and individuals, did a great job. They're not going to get any Oscars off this because, one, the type of movie it is. Those type of movies don't make Oscars.
Bad movies?
Action spy movies. When was the last action spy movie you heard?
Did Avatar win an Oscar?
It was nominated.
Okay.
That year, I think Catherine Bigelow won for Best Director, and Zero Dark Thirty, I believe, was the winner.
Okay, that's fair.
It did win visual effects,
so,
cinematography.
Oh, look at that.
Oh,
bad movies do win Oscars.
And
no, it won, Visual effects, cinematography.
Yeah, it deserved three. All those.
Production design. How? Production design. What? I CG'd the background really, really well.
The design was very good for the product.
It was a garbage movie. And it just won anything.
Whatever.
It's going to have like five more movies.
Yeah. No, I watched
That just means people have bad taste.
Yeah, I watched the director's cut of that, including all the additional scenes that they just storyboarded, and I loved every minute of it. I watched all that and I was like, why isn't there more? I love that movie. It's good stuff. James Cameron, he bats a 100 in my eyes. Or was, I don't know.
Sounds painful.
Or 1,000? Is that perfect for?
I have no idea.
500?
So, what did you think of Atomic Blonde, Anna?
I think I'd probably agree with Joe as far as, like, it didn't quite make sense throughout the movie, like, what was happening. But I guess that does make sense, too, because it is, like you said, a spy movie. Some of the action was okay. I don't know. It wasn't really my top movie of the year, for sure, though.
Oh, no.
The one thing I did like was the soundtrack. It had good soundtrack.
It is probably one of the best soundtracks. My top soundtracks.
Yeah, like, and I didn't... I guess I should, but I'm so, like, American that some of those songs, like the Major Tom, I didn't even realize that had a German version. It was probably the German version was the first version. Because they were singing the German version in the movie, which was awesome. But, yeah.
I can see.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that was...
It's not like the 99 Balloons were...
That,
Red Balloons.
Yeah, that definitely... 99 Luftballons.
I'm not very good at English.
The 99 Luftballons.
Yeah, Luftballons.
Luftballons. The balloons that just don't care. Me. They're aloof.
It's, I consider it a good watch, but, you know, it doesn't have to really be in the theaters as much. It, you know, looks okay. It's a fun watch. I'll go with that.
I'll give it a shot when it gets on. I consider it the same way as Valerian. Like, I'll probably give it a shot when it hits DVD, and then I won't feel guilty about if I hate it, then turning it off.
I think Valerian looks like a theater watch.
Yeah, it's the special. It's kind of like the Avatar. Like, I didn't watch Avatar in movies. Maybe that's why you have that movie
it was
memory
amazing.
With it.
In 3D,
I didn't watch it in movies. I didn't watch it in 3D. I was extremely disappointed. Maybe it's because I didn't have the experience to go with it.
It was an incredible experience. I hate 3D movies. Like, I deplore them with every ounce of my being. But
okay,
Avatar and Gravity, those are the two 3D movies I watched, and I was like, yeah.
So with Avatar, you're like this is your top, one of your top movies.
3D.
Just your top 3D movie. Okay. So do you own this movie?
No, but I should because I watch it like once a year.
What about Coraline? Did you watch that in 3D?
I love that movie. I didn't watch it. I think 3D would detract from that.
I don't know. Because she walks through that little hole in the wall, like little cubby. At the beginning, when that's how she travels to that
the
other place.
Other world. Yeah.
Yeah. And like the effects on that are really cool. I think it worked in 3D. Yeah. We've got it in 3D with the 3D glasses,
Coraline's
the red and blue.
A really good movie.
So you were saying James Cameron, he can do no wrong.
He did Piranha 2. I haven't seen that.
He also did Terminator Genesis.
No, he didn't. He didn't direct that.
He didn't. Oh, it's only the directed movies?
He might have had a producer billing, but he had nothing to do with that movie.
Yeah, he may have produced it, but he didn't direct it. Okay, so you're just going off of his directed movies.
Yeah. So I'd say The Abyss was really good director's cut. True Lies was probably his weakest. Aliens was amazing. Terminator was amazing.
Abyss,
Terminator.
True Lies was a comedy. That's what was fun about
it. True Lies was good. I
like
True Lies.
Yeah, I like True Lies. Abyss was okay for its, you know,
director's
its time.
Cut was really good.
So you're good with Titanic?
Yeah, I am.
And like, Titanic.
It has a great ending because watching everyone die is pretty awesome.
Yeah,
but it has the romantic thing. I thought you were absolutely against those.
Yeah, and so that was kind of the weak point, but then it made up by killing everyone, basically.
I didn't kill everyone. Rose lived. Spoilers.
But DiCaprio died, and I was
satisfied. But he wasn't decapitated, so.
He wasn't decapitated. That was a pity, but he froze to death.
They could have just swapped off back and forth and been okay.
Yeah.
She got on the door, then he got on the door, then she got on the door.
Well, I take what is given, and they died through their stupidity. Like, he could have just made another attempt to get onto the door.
Well, no, I think the point was is that when he started to get on the door, it started sinking even lower. And
then
the point was is that both of them were too heavy for the door to keep them both afloat.
I know what the point is.
Have you seen the stuff online? How they both could fit on the door?
They both would fit, but it doesn't have the buoyancy to keep them both afloat is the point. It would.
He gave up after the first shot.
Because it rocked.
I know.
It rocks the door.
Yeah, it's like, it rocks a little. I might as well just resign myself to a frozen death.
Yes, because we know that the love eternal is bad in your book.
Yeah.
I actually, with that, how can you even like Titanic at all?
Again, it has like 90 minutes straight of people dying.
It also is 90% about the love.
And he gets it in the end for doing this. Like, he gets his just fate for being an idiot.
No.
He's like, I'll sacrifice everything for you. And he does. He dies.
No.
Yeah, so, that's very romantic.
It's not romantic.
You're a romantic at heart. I get it. It's fine.
He dies. He suffers.
Yeah, he sacrifices himself like Jesus.
Yeah, yeah. And neither of them had good deaths. Like, he
does. And like Romeo and Juliet.
And you know what she
Julio
does?
Julio and Romeo.
She just moves on. So she goes, bangs other dudes. He gets nothing. He has this one night. She gets to, like, totally live it up after he freezes to death and everything. Like, he gets shafted totally because of his dedication.
Yeah, but she got shafted too, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
That one time.
So
hey, he did make T2, 3D, Battle Across Time.
Wait.
I saw that.
Talking about him banging.
I'm moving on to his other bad movies.
They're not bad movies.
Martini Ranch, The Reach.
I haven't seen that. But yeah, and of course Avatar, amazing movie.
Avatar 2.
Hopefully
3,
an amazing
4,
movie.
5.
Yeah, I know. It's a little much. What? There's 5?
There's going to be.
Yeah, that's kind of pushing it.
That's what you wanted? Sorry, there's a picture from Buffy on there.
Oh,
I
was
like
what are you looking
like
at?
Our favorite cult TV characters. And it's the demon from my favorite episode of Buffy the Vampire Slayer, Once Again with Feeling.
That is a good episode.
That's the one where they're singing, which is just awesome. I love it. And my second favorite Buffy episode.
Hush.
Yep. Have I already told you this?
I just totally agree with that. I think most people like Once More with Feeling and Hush.
All right. Well, we should probably wrap things up. So we'll go with famous last words. Alex.
Why did the Sega Dreamcast fail? That was a good console. Bums me out.
Marketing.
Yeah, Panzer Dragon. You have Resident Evil Code Veronica. You have Soul Calibur. This is a great console. I agree.
You have Choo Choo Rocket. You have Crazy Taxi. It was an awesome console. I agree. Marketing.
Yes. Well, I haven't really played the Dreamcast all that much, but I have played Sega Saturn, and I really like those games.
To me.